A new example today of money and power on the world stage. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Saudi Arabia has been throwing its cash around in an apparent effort to influence world affairs. It supports the rebels in Syria. The kingdom is helping to bankroll the military-backed Egyptian government. And this morning, there's word the Saudis have made a huge pledge to Lebanon, a $3 billion check that'll be used to buy arms to counteract the role of Hezbollah, the Shia military and political group backed by Iran. The BBC's Karine Torbay is in Beirut. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give me a sense of some of the context of this large package of aid that has been pledged by Saudi Arabia.
It came by surprise, and it took Lebanon by surprise. This aid will be to buy weapons from France. Therefore, the money would go to France, and the weapons are supposed to come to Lebanon. But the details of this announcement are still very scarce. We don't have any technical information, what kind of weapons, and how all of this is going to be achieved.
It's being interpreted as a bid by Saudi Arabia to essentially balance the power in Lebanon of Hezbollah, backed by Iran.
It has been read by some as an attempt by Saudi Arabia to tilt the balance of power and maybe to force the army to turn against Hezbollah. But this is all a question of analysis and speculation. We don't know what kind of conditions are attached, and all of these are still very much fresh reactions to a very fresh announcement.
The BBC's Karine Torbay in Lebanon. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
As many commuters in the U.S. know, there is a way to take money out of your paycheck to pay for bus and rail tickets. The perk, designed to encourage mass transit, means you pay with pre-tax money, so the tickets are effectively cheaper. Well, starting January 1st, which is Wednesday, a change in the tax code lowers the limit in a way that could cost many commuters about $1,000 a year, Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
You gotta love public transportation, right? Here's Robertson Williams from the Tax Policy Center in Washington, D.C.
Taking public transportation is good for everyone. It takes cars off the road. It reduces pollution. It improves the transit times for almost everyone.
So people like Williams get annoyed that this transit tax break gets reduced, but a corresponding break for parking gets a little bump up. One survey shows the transit benefit does get people on buses and subways. About a fifth of those who signed up said they'd previously driven to work. The maximum amount you can set aside is dropping from $245 to $130 a month. And some riders may not even notice. A monthly pass in the New York subway only costs $112. People with long rides on commuter trains are going to take the hit. Jason Pavlichuk lobbies for a group called Association for Commuter Transportation. It wants the tax break extended. But getting Congress to act can take heavy lifting.
People aren't, you know, marching on Washington to have their transit benefits.
No, not that I've noticed anyway. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
Marketplace is not some engulf and devour corporation. It is a nonprofit, and it is listener-supported. So to keep our coverage strong and relevant, what you could do is make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount will really help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by the end of this year. 10 million copies sold and still not dead. I see there's now a 2014 edition of the venerable job hunting book, What Color is Your Parachute? But what color is 2014? There are several shades, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore found out.
I'm looking at a photo of a 40-year-old kitchen with Lee Eisman. She's executive director of the Pantone Color Institute. It is an awful kitchen, green, orange, and brown. I immediately think 70s. So why do I think 70s?
Avocado green and harvest gold.
Or as I like to call them, puke green and rotten salmon.
Well, it was so all pervasive in the 70s.
You had avocado green blenders, orange fridges, so many brown walls.
Golden brown, texture like sun.
And of course, what happened in the 80s was that you couldn't sell anything avocado or harvest gold because people had really OD'd on that color scheme.
Eisman says back then, color trends were almost dictated. But in the mid-1980s, the consumer revolted. Eisman says it had a lot to do with women.
this empowerment of women saying, I don't want to do what's prescribed anymore. I really want to do my own thing. I'm doing it with my skirt lengths. I'm going to do it with color as well.
Trends arise more organically these days, and a major place to start is the runway. Fashion, baby. Jane Harrington Durst manages automotive paints for PPG Industries. She says fashion color trends can make their way into more durable products.
In the late 90s, Ralph Lauren made a big splash with dark greens, not only in fashion, but in interior design. And many of the American automotive manufacturers had a version of a deep hunter green.
Obviously, it doesn't all boil down to fashion. Apple products made glossy white popular in the 2000s. Gray was popular during the recession. Trend spotters like Pantone's Eisman say they have to look everywhere.
It's almost like my antennas start to quiver, and I see certain colors on the ascendancy, on the rise. We might see it in a concept car, a high-end coffee maker. It can come from a hot new film.
Pantone's color of the year for 2014 is Radiant Orchid. PPG's is Buttercream Yellow. Don't worry, the Harvest Gold and Avocado Green combo isn't coming back anytime soon. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
And in a Bloomberg News poll out this morning, 64% of Americans say the United States no longer offers everyone an equal chance to get ahead. 33% think it does. This is about persistent income inequality. Experts say American households are running out of strategies to cope with economic pressure. These days, husbands already have second jobs, women are already in the workforce, and home equity loans are playing hard to get. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.